Welcome to the NFL News Podcast. I'm Charlie O'Hara. And again, NFL News. I should really think of a better intro. I'm going to work on that. So, you know what we're going to do today. NFL News from roughly the last 24 hours. So, let's get right into it. The first thing we're going to talk about today is professional sports, including football, basketball, baseball, softball, golf, auto racing, and tennis can now return in the state of Texas starting May 31st, which is a huge step towards professional sports fully reopening around the world. So that's really good news. So they can all start practicing, and that also helps move forward in the NFL, helping most teams in Texas get back into the training facilities, and then probably they'll be able to be one of the few teams in the country who can start practicing earlier than others, like the Giants and the Jets, because they're in New York, New Jersey area. Crazy stuff going on over there. So the Texans, along with and the Cowboys, along with a couple other teams, are probably going to be able to start earlier than other teams, like teams in California or New York or New Jersey. So but other than that, really good, a huge step forward in the progress of getting this whole thing done. We also have NFL immediately instituting changes to the Rooney Rule, requiring Cubs to interview if they have an opening for a head coach. They have to interview at least 2 external minority candidates, meaning they have to interview 2 minority candidates from outside of their club already, not including people already in their team. That's for head coach openings, and 1 minority candidate for any coordinator job, which, again, huge step forward in hiring minority coaches, which there are very few of in the NFL. As some of you know, Ben Roethlisberger, also known as Big Ben, I believe he broke his elbow or something to do with his elbow, had to have elbow surgery, out for the majority of the season last year. He posted a video of him saying that, "I'm not going to shave my beard or get a haircut until I can throw a pass." Not like a pass to like a toddler with like a little ball that my 4-year-old sister could put her hand around. Like an NFL ball to his teammates. And he shaved his beard. I think it was today. It might have been yesterday. Something like that. So you know what that means. He was on doing a workout with Juju Smith-Schuster and some other people, throwing the ball really well. He looked really good. So glad to see that happening. Also, Jeff Miller is going to be the new NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Public Affairs, and Policy. So basically, he just is in charge of all of the NFL's communications and public affairs. So that is, I think that's going to be the final news update for today. Thank you for listening to the NFL News Podcast. I'll see you hopefully tomorrow if there's enough news. Goodbye.